Werewolves of being gay.
The werewolves, but that doesn't even make sense.
Werewolves being gay.
Yeah, it does.
It's perfect.
And his hair was perfect.
Doctor, suck me the dick. I gotta.
All right, put your tooth in. We gotta do the show.
Bad case of being gay.
Oh, that's good.
Doctor, suck me the dick. I gotta. Bad case of being gay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that is a pretty good one.
Oh, fuck. Adam, get over here, you fucking slut.
Just a dick suck boy. Born and raised in South Detroit. Is there a South Detroit or is that just Windsor?
I don't know. I thought, is that...
Adam, we're doing the podcast, by the way. So
oh, it started, Adam.
Yeah, we already started. So maybe you want to talk into the microphone instead of feeding your dog banana bread and kissing it on the lips.
Dogs don't have lips.
They have pussy lips.
They got pussy lips, which is what I meant.
She wiped her ass the other day.
What?
Like, she pooped, and then we stopped at, like a couple feet.
The dog scooted.
Yeah, she wiped dogs her do ass all on the time.
Yeah, dogs do that when they have worms, you fucking idiot.
The well, dog I've never seen her
the
do
dog
that
isn't
before.
Wiping its ass. It's itching its asshole because it has worms.
No, because she had a dingleberry.
Because you're a bad mother to
no,
your dog.
No, she had a dingleberry.
Because you're a bad lesbian mother.
There is some woman on Vice that's like, I guess, like gender nonconforming. She has a little ass mustache. She looks exactly like Adam.
Yeah.
Same she glasses, is. Same haircut.
Oh, yeah. Someone showed me a picture of her. Yeah, I do look a lot like her.
Exactly like
she's
her.
She's from that band Le Tigre, right?
Oh, is she?
Somebody sent me a picture one time, and it was just some tiger? Guy. It was like Portland, Maine's Pride Day or whatever.
Yes.
And there was some guy that looked exactly like me. Like, not it was me. There's no, like, no, not like this guy kind of looks like me. He looked exactly fucking like me. And just gay as shit, spinning around the lamppost.
Hell yeah, dude. Oh my God. If someone has that, please send it to me.
Somebody, I mean, it's like so unsettling when you see somebody that looks like you, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
I
know.
Yeah. I hate
it's,
it.
Yeah.
I know.
It's like, well, like dogs get pissed off when they see a mirror.
Yeah.
You know?
I look a lot like Anne
Somebody
Frank
sent me
sometimes.
A picture of a little girl with she's cancer that looked just like you.
Like me?
Yeah.
Like a little, no
a,
way
little,
she
a little fat girl with cancer. Well, she had chemo, so her hair was all gone.
Aww. Well, what the fuck?
That's
I have so hair,
cute.
Though. Yeah. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's number
huge,
one problem.
Huge
so yeah. Looking just like me in a picture. She didn't have hair.
Yeah,
she looked just
right
like
now.
John Wick.
Yeah, she looked just like Keanu Reeves. Yeah, I get mad whenever I watch fucking Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, dude, because I'm like, is that me from high school?
Yeah.
Is that young me?
Yeah, you're the phone booth.
My man,
a rectangle.
I wish I was a rectangle.
That would be cool.
Just fucking...
Erect anal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sick.
You know, where you fuck, you destroy a woman's asshole.
Yep, with a... Your brick-shaped cock.
That's what I really want, is a guy who will completely destroy my asshole. This rectangular dick.
What about sexagon?
Sexagon?
As a shape?
Instead of
for
hexagon?
Like UFC, like getting the sexagon.
Yeah. That's that one we talk about all the time with the gay guys. Fuck.
What do you think is going to happen when UFC goes away?
It'll never go away.
Yeah,
it's just going to get bigger and bigger.
No, it won't.
It's fun to
you
watch.
Don't think so?
Yeah, people won't put
isn't it the
over.
Fastest growing sport in America?
Yeah, but, you know, what goes up must come down.
Yeah, good point, Nick. Yeah. I guess, what do I think will happen?
Ripple's about to blow
nothing.
Up again.
Like,
it's already starting to.
Go down.
No, go up.
Are you going to buy?
Up? Did you buy?
No.
No.
I can't buy these things because I suggest them on the show.
So. Oh, yeah, because you'll get, what, sued by the FDIC?
Yeah. That's,
yes, the I'll FDIC. Get,
the government sues you when you commit a crime.
No way. How would that be a crime? Because you talk about your cum podcast?
Yeah.
This isn't a fucking financial expert
what is it,
podcast.
The SEC?
What, like we?
Yeah, no, that's like a violation of SEC rules. If you're like backing a cryptocurrency for no other reason other than you're like invested in it.
Oh, okay.
Or in any kind of
so that, so
security or whatever. I think
so any of the advice they give on CNBC, like Mad Money?
It's so easy to break the law when it comes to like investing rules and people don't. Like I get people message me all the time that's like, hey, my friend worked at Facebook and they said that they're having like a really good quarter, so you might want to invest in it. It's like, yeah, that's illegal. You can't do that.
That's what they got Martha on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either that or
Having a perfect pussy.
Stewart, you're under arrest.
It's just got like beautiful drapes. Yeah. Pussy looks
gorgeous. So tasty.
A little
stick
piece
a meat
of
thermometer in there. It's like, ding. You're like, damn. She nailed it.
Yeah. The carpets match the drapes perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
Let me ask you this. Do the carpets match the rapes?
In what sense?
I don't know. I don't know. That's just a question I like to ask me. Let me ask you
this.
Hey, bitch. Does the carpet, she's like crying on the train. Does the carpet match the rape?
Oh, God.
You're like, what are you talking about? It doesn't even make any sense. It's just mean. It's just a mean thing to say to a stranger.
She's having a tough day.
Yeah. I've been doing a lot of rape jokes on stage lately.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's safe again.
Is it?
Yeah,
is it
Me Too's over.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's officially done, guys.
Yeah.
We're back to...
Now that the Harvey Weinstein trial is over, he's been convicted.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We can finally move on. What do you think Harvey Weinstein's doing right now?
He's in Mexico having sex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexico.
He went to France, I know that, for sex rehab.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
The best place to stop learning
they
how to
fuck,
have sex.
They
you
sex
should send
you
your dog
it.
To sex rehab.
My dog's pussy doesn't work.
She's a good boy.
Yeah, she is a good boy.
Wow, dude, misgendering the fucking dog much?
My dog met Racine's new dog, the puppy, at my birthday party.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
She was playing very, very excitedly, and then I think she lunged, and they were like, "Oh!"
Yeah, because that dog's expensive.
Yeah, your
$3,000. Yeah,
yeah, that's so stupid.
Mine
dude.
Was free from
You're
the
probably,
street.
You got an iMac dog.
I know. Yeah, Racine's fucking moving on the weekends.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. No, I got this dog with one night of money. Yeah, I had to do 15 weekends to be able to afford this dog.
Yeah, Deb's happy.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she's a dumb bitch, but...
I know, love her, you know, what can you know, do?
Hey, she wanted a dog, so I said, yeah, I guess, you know, why not? I'm going to be a dumb bitch and buy a dog, go ahead.
What a beautiful old school couple, man.
Yeah, they're great.
We'll never work through their problems. We'll just argue with
each other. Same
exact
race, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just
the man
as
works.
As it should be.
The wife Literally spends from... the money irresponsibly.
I can't wait until Christine has a Gumar.
Yeah.
He's going to.
Yeah.
Not soon, but
So,
5 years.
Mike, who definitely listens to podcasts.
He loves the
stops,
podcast.
Stops yeah. betting on when you're going to cheat on
I believe on he Deb. Will at some point because it's tradition. The yeah, same reason he bought her the $3,000 dog, because
yeah.
he wanted it.
You know, it's yeah. like the Italians do seven fishes, they'll do seven bitches.
Christmas
the feast
Eve.
Of seven bitches.
I remember, yeah, when you turn 13, you get to lick the seven pussies with the men, yeah. you know,
on Christmas Eve. That's the bar.
Son, come over here. We're going to lick your mama's pussy. I'm going to, this is your bar mitzvah. We're going to bend your mother over, and you're going to suck her from behind. But Papa, I don't want to. Don't be a faggot. Come on with your old man.
The grandmother's there too.
Yeah, all the women in the family yeah. getting their pussies eaten.
Booba the bibba the bibba the booba the baba. It's like, shut up, grandma. Jimmy's becoming a man today. Get that old fucked up pussy out of here.
Dusty old
the
pussy.
Feast of the seven bitches.
I love traditional Italian culture, man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
Mamma mia.
That's my mama mia dick got
I'm
too
gay.
Hard.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, if your dick gets hard while eating out your mom.
That's a mamma mia.
Two more weeks of spring.
And, then the probability of a hung England. Jury in your grandfather's murder case yeah. goes up.
You have to hum the Godfather mm-hmm. theme
while you're
on your
pussy.
Mom's clit.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, it's good. The vibrations make her go yeah, wild. Yeah, yeah.
Do as much of the alphabet as you remember on her pussy.
Yeah. That's actually the only thing from Italy that came over that Italian Americans kept.
Italian.
Is going down on your mom.
Oh yeah.
Oh, like the pasta they fuck up. None mm-hmm. of those dishes. They don't use garlic in Italy.
That's crazy. You told me that.
Yeah.
Garlic's good as hell.
Nobody believes me when I tell them that.
I don't believe it.
They don't.
Really.
They don't. Also, don't
Greeks use garlic
I
on
think
everything.
They use garlic.
They also don't mix meat and pasta.
I believe that.
Yeah, there's no like...
Because good Italian restaurants, they always serve it to you on the side, the paschetti.
Yeah. Well, yeah, there are different kinds of Italian cuisine.
Shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut up, dude.
With the fucking tone you said that. Yeah, like you're an expert, motherfucker.
I'm not an expert.
How
I'm
dare
just
you?
Saying that there's northern Italian
guys, there's actually different... Fuck you, dude.
All right.
Pasta? You're going to fucking lecture me on pasta, Adam? Mm-hmm. When you say gay shit, when you say gay facts, I never jump down
your
throat.
If you put the pasta in with the meat, it's as bad as if you put the meat into your mother's pussy and the sacred tradition of eating a pussy.
Yeah. Well, that's seven bitches. You can't
you
eat
don't,
meat.
You do not put spaghetti in your mother's pussy? She will get a yeast infection, which is not supposed to happen until the fall for the mother's pussy bread festival. Where you make the bread of your mother.
They actually didn't invent eating your mom's pussy. They took
Chinese.
It from the Chinese.
Yeah.
Marco Polo brought that back.
Well, that's where the game Marco Polo came from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Chinese people, they couldn't see anything, and they were going around accidentally eating their mom's pussies.
They go, Marco! Marco! Marco!
Yeah. Yeah, these are all true. This is all... No, real information.
Oh, fuck. So wait, so yeah, spaghetti's just lo mein, right? The Italian,
yeah.
The WAP
yeah,
gets
yeah,
to,
yeah,
so
yeah.
That makes sense because Greek food is so much different than Italian food, they must have stolen it, you know? Pizza almost a little bit makes sense because it's a flatbread, a pita, you know what I mean? A pita.
Pita instead
yeah,
of pizza.
Yeah, there you go. Two completely different things that they sound the same.
No,
I'm
fuck
sure there's
you.
There's a similar.
It is similar because all Mediterranean
tradition.
Food is like flatbreads in a different way.
Chinese people stole the concept of dragons from the band Imagine Dragons.
Really?
Did they?
Yeah, because they were the first people to imagine them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the band was.
The band was.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Mm.
Damn. Wow, that's great.
I don't like that it's open-ended, too, with Imagine Dragons. Because it's like Imagine Dragons doing what?
Yeah, like just imagine.
Kissing each
just
other.
Just the
kissing,
concept
holding
of
hands.
Yep, having gay sex.
Tony the Tiger and a cartoon dragon in a bench-pressing competition.
Ooh.
With each other. They're both sweaty and nude.
That's good.
Yeah. I bet you could find a lot of people imagining dragons on TV.
DeviantArt, yeah.
Is that what you're referring to? Is it that kind of imagining?
Maybe it's just having a
The original name of the band was Fantasizing About Bowser.
They met on DeviantArt.
And then Sony BME was like, maybe you should change the name.
Yeah, cut out all the references to sucking Bowser's cock that you put in every single song. Oh, man, you suits don't get it, man.
Man, this is our art. This is our deviant art. I'm a deviant artist, man.
Fuck yeah, dude. What do you think Bowser's dick looks like?
It's on Nick's business card.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. We've all seen it.
Mm-hmm. Bowser's
uncut. That's right, he's uncut.
I forgot about how good those business
those
cards are.
Those were great business cards, man.
Did it just say autism on it?
Yeah, yeah. But the way Bowser's just sort of leaning on that desk with his
penis.
It's
not really overtly sexual. He's just like kind of presenting and like he's proud more than he is horny.
His penis just happens to be out of his pants. He's wearing like a vest.
Yes, he is. God damn, that's some good deviant art, man.
Yeah.
Chill out, I see you fucking bitch.
Yeah, I want
about?
A deviant art of Gravedigger fucking Bowser doggy style.
Yes.
The monster truck.
Mm-hmm. Ass digger.
Mm-hmm. What is your dog doing?
Why is she snarling at
us? She's begging. I'll tell my girl.
No,
for
she's
cock?
Like, yeah, she's...
No, she's like, when she associates us as sitting at the table with us eating, and then she wants us to give food.
No, we're making money, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, we're making... We're printing it.
This
we're
is business, it. You fucking dog whore.
Go to Dosh.
Yeah. Get over there. There's nothing for you here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... From now
dogs
on, Adam...
Dogs are great.
They're the best.
From now on, Adam, to not fuck up the podcast, start eating on the floor.
Yeah, you got to start eating on the floor.
Because now...
You got to start eating out of a dog food bowl.
Yeah, start eating out of a dog food bowl. Pour a little fucking... Some of your fucking different kind of Italian cuisine that you know so much about.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Start eating that out of the fucking dog bowl.
Okay, that's fine.
You know, your northern Italian fucking cuisines.
Yeah.
Your fucking southern.
I did this girl told me her ex-boyfriend would make her drink piss out of a dog food bowl.
Jesus Christ.
And it's like... Yeah, don't tell me that.
That's,
don't tell me things
I
like
don't
that.
Need to know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was
Please tell me in detail the one time a guy made you come real the hardest that wasn't me. I'd love to hear that story.
What, from the food bowl?
Yeah, from the
food bowl. No, this was just like this was like a culture thing.
Oh, Italian. Oh,
he was Italian. Uzbek.
Yeah. You have the drink because it is Christmas. I'm not being mean, it's Christmas.
There's a place.
He's crying while she's doing it. I'm so sorry.
Please come back, father. Please come back to family. I make girl drink pee.
I think. Yeah, how much do you hate your mother if you make a woman drink piss out of a dog bowl?
I think you can really love your mother and make a woman do that.
Drink piss out of a dog bowl?
Oh, of course. Of course. I think you can really love your mother.
Oh, too much.
A little too much.
I love two things, my mother and pee in the vagina. The two of them.
Let's just rattle off every ethnic voice.
Okay.
Let's go through all of them.
Okay.
No, we've already done most of them.
Catalan.
Catalan. Hey, here I am.
I'm Joey Catalano.
Hey, whoa.
That's good. That is
I'm from a region of Spain. I'm not exactly which one.
You got it wrong.
White Spanish people.
Of Spain. Yeah.
Hey, I'm fucking gay.
They talk like that because the prince had a lisp and then they didn't want to make him feel bad.
Was
right?
Is that an urban?
I don't know.
That's what I've
That's
heard.
One of those things I hear that I believe.
España.
Like,
if you think about it for a second, it's stupid as shit.
Right. Like on the back of those voodoo chips where it said that they accidentally mixed all the flavors together.
Right.
And I was like, damn, for real?
Wow, that's crazy. Lucky for me that happened because I love these flavors.
Those are good chips.
Though. Yeah, they are.
They are good.
Damn. The jalapeno Zaps. Ones. Those are good as hell.
Zaps, dude. Zaps makes fire chips.
Zaps.
Zaps is good. Probably Zaps is best, then Utz, and then Pringles.
No. That's a wild ranking.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? Lay's? Shit.
What about Lay's Kettle? Can't suck my dick, but yeah. What about all those brands of like Kettle Corp?
Chips
maybe
are really
if you're
good.
Some sort of fancy, highfalutin
they
Wall
have those
Street
at the
homosexual.
Isn't Zaps?
A Wall Street homosexual.
Yeah. Those famous Wall Street guys that never rape women.
Those Wall Street
only have
queers.
Sex with men.
What are these fancy chip-eating Wall Street queers?
You know all those Marys down on Wall Street?
That would be awesome, dude.
If they were all gay.
If everyone was gay on Wall Street.
Yeah, I like stocks and fancy chips.
Wait, isn't Zaps
New Orleans?
Aren't they Kettle whatever?
I think so.
Yeah.
Or is it the same?
That's what you ranked number one. Ergo, you are gay.
The Matrix. Nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He uses a lot of those Latin words, doesn't he?
In the Matrix?
Just say ergo.
Ergo?
Mm-hmm. I'll throw
I think
some
it's
other
just
stuff
the
there.
Architect that says that.
Yeah, I know. But that's that guy. Doesn't he say things like that?
Who's the architect?
Doesn't he use other Latin
some
words?
Some guy in a room.
And who is the black lady? The Omen or some shit?
Yeah,
she
the
was
Omen.
The Omen.
What was she? She was something like that.
The Oracle.
The Oracle. Yeah, it was a word with an O, bitch.
You should have known that. That's like a Greek
She taught
thing.
Morpheus how to eat corn.
Wow.
Really?
I'm remembering the Matrix.
No way.
As
dude.
It was. This is from memory. I'm remembering.
Wait, what was her deal? She was like.
She taught Morpheus how to eat corn. Mm. And because of that, you know, he bring all his friends. He's like, you got to meet this bitch. She was told me to suck chicken marrow out of the bone.
Oh, yeah.
She was that's one how of those I eat chicken wings. Those pigeon ladies in the park.
But how she was just hiding in the Matrix?
No, she's a program.
She's a
program. Oh, she is a program.
Yeah, she's a program to trick. Because basically, they tell you at the end of the third movie that
the best one.
Yeah,
wraps
I only
up
saw
everything
the first
perfectly.
One.
that like Neo isn't really the one. Mr. Smith, like Agent Smith.
What?
Yeah, I mean
that's
in terms of Agent Smith being like the thing that's different. Because the one is something that's programmed into the Matrix. They do these cycles where because like people operate on like an understanding that they need some kind of like hope or whatever.
Oh damn!
So
there's no hope. The Matrix wins.
So the agents or the machines have like six times destroyed Zion and then killed everybody in like. You know, they keep two people and then start the resistance again. Cause it's
damn,
easy.
Really?
So, yeah, so the Oracle is part of this, like, system of control to, like...
Oh, fuck.
...keep these people thinking
that sounds good. That happens in the third one?
Yeah, it happens in the third one.
Yeah, that sounds like a good ass movie.
Right? It's pretty cool. Yeah, but Agent Smith, they didn't. Agent Smith is like the program that decides he's not going to do.
I thought he's a virus, right?
Sort of.
Isn't that what he's?
Oh, so Agent Smith is the good guy?
He's supposed to be like the Antichrist. Like he's like the opposite of everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
So wait, they don't win at the end?
No, they do win at the end because Neo makes a deal with the machines because they can't. Agent Smith took over the Matrix at the end of the third one, and he's like just doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Oh, he's just getting sucked off by big titted whores.
They put like
that'd be cool.
They put Neo makes a deal where he goes into the Matrix to destroy Agent Smith because they can only cancel each other out.
Oh fuck!
And then if
he sacrifices himself,
if he does that
for
then
Zion,
then the machines will stop. Then he's approaching Zion.
Hell yeah, dude!
Attacking Zion.
Good for.
I kind of thought he was supposed to be sort of Jesus, like he was resurrected.
That is Jesus.
Right?
Jesus dies for our sins, man.
But Jesus was a program in the Matrix?
Mm-hmm. Jesus died. He fought the devil. Those were the Jews.
Oh, he fought the devil. Is that what he was doing when he was in the cave?
Yep. He was fucking up all the Jews.
In the man cave. Reading the chive.
Yeah. He had a 65-inch flat screen.
Oh, yeah.
PS4.
Wings for the big game.
Mm-hmm. He had the VR headset.
Mary Magdalene tried to come in. He was like, bitch, get out of here. This is for the guys.
Is there part of Christianity that... So is part of Christianity thinking that Jesus died a virgin?
Yeah.
He never fucked, right?
He never had sex. Never
in the Bible.
Which is why I had to become an atheist.
Like is there a type of Christianity that's like,
Harry Magdalene.
Yeah, Harry Magdalene.
He was going to fuck her, but her pussy was too hairy, dude.
It was too hairy.
And he was like, I'm out.
And then
wax
he
that
her.
Shit, bitch. Yeah.
He's like, damn, what are you, gay?
And then he gave her pussy alopecia, and all the hair fell off.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then he fucked her. Because he has that power. He's God.
Yeah,
that's tight.
Mm-hmm.
I like that thing.
You can give all women alopecia just on their pussies.
I like that thing in Africa where they think if you have sex with a virgin, it gets rid of AIDS.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
That's the funniest thing.
Yeah,
well, it's really sad.
It's really chill for those virgins too.
It's really sad if you're a baby.
A double rape.
Yeah. It's very funny too.
It is funny that
some things can be both sad and I'm able to laugh at them.
Yes.
Conceptually, it's maybe funny.
No, it is. Shut up. You know it's funny.
Yeah. Stop pretending like you care.
It's fucked up.
You sure are
here.
You know what? I know for a fact.
Yeah, that's right.
I know for a fact.
We're talking to an African American now.
Nick. You personally turned down.
I'm from the Dark Continent.
We got offered to do a show for the victims of AIDS in Africa, and you said, no, we're not doing it.
Well,
not until
I couldn't vet the organization to make sure that the money was going to the actual people.
My close personal friend,
it.
Bono, sent me a private message on alt.irish. And said, oi, bruv! It's me, Bono! Do you want to come play my Motorola Razor Festival down?
Hell yeah, I do.
Yeah,
at the O2 Arena in London.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, the reason Adam was against that is because once South Africa started their racist campaign against white farm landowners.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the white genocide.
That was Zimbabwe, wasn't it?
Was it?
No, it's they're saying it's happening in South Africa.
No, yeah.
Like Alex Jones is like, they're killing white people all over South Africa.
Now, I don't know if we can get Uwe Boll because it's like he wants too much money to come here.
How much does he want?
I don't know. He's like, Yeah, I said, he's like, oh, if you pay for my flight, I'll come. And I'm like, all right.
Great.
And then he's like, well, I'll need a hotel too. And I was like, well, I was like, how about this? I'll give you $1,000. You spend it however you want.
That's more than enough. Flight and hotel.
Hotels are kind of expensive.
He's like, flight will be $1,300. I'm like,
from where?
From LA?
Are you taking a fucking hot air balloon? No, he's coming from Vancouver.
Oh, it's not $1,300.
Yeah, there's no way it's
$1,300.
No way.
And then he was like, we could just, I mean, he's open to do Skype, but I don't want to do fucking Skype.
Nah.
You know?
I'm with you.
Yeah. And I guess his priority right now is trying to fight Alex Jones.
Well, we can make
happen. Are they having a beef?
I don't know. I don't really pay attention. Uh-huh.
Damn, dude. I wanted Uwe in the mix, dude.
We'll get him here.
Well, maybe.
I mean, fuck it. Maybe we'll just spend the money and get Uwe Boll here.
Maybe next time he's in New York or something?
Yeah, he said if we wait till fall because he'll be in Toronto more in the fall.
All right.
Okay. To come down from Toronto.
We should just go to Toronto.
I was saying
we
should just go to Vancouver.
Vancouver is a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Slam Cougar. Slam Cougar.
Slam Pooner.
Slam Pooner.
Slam
Cougar.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
about
tight.
Van Cougar. And it's a
Van Wilder.
No, it's an older woman with a van that goes around molesting children.
Whoa! No.
But she's a total cougar.
Yeah, she's a cougar.
As long as she's hot, I don't see.
It'd be
problem.
Funny, like a man referring to himself as a cougar.
Yeah, yeah, I fuck like 11-year-old yeah. girls. I'm a cougar, dude.
Yeah. Yep, total cougar. It's like, John, I don't think you understand.
Yep, I'm here to make that pussy purr.
Everyone's like, good for him.
Yeah, there he is. He's in leopard print. Yes. He's got his nails done. He's molesting
he's
children.
Really
he's
rebounded.
A Ursula haircut. Yeah. Yeah.
He's really rebounded from that divorce. Yeah. He's doing great. We're so happy for him. He's wearing tube, like, club skirts.
Oh, yeah.
Tube club skirts?
What are those called?
Tube club skirts.
Like, you know.
Tube tops.
Tube tops, like the girls wear to clubs. Anyway.
I got a tube top for you right
yeah.
here.
Yeah. Why don't you give my tube it's top, the head of pal? Your dick. Do you want to give my tube top, Adam?
Your tube top?
Give my tube top.
Is there a disease where you can be born without a dickhead?
I would probably. See that I would assume so.
Yeah, look that up.
You're
yeah.
just. I mean, there's probably guys with very
well,
little skinny
shafts. There's like ambiguous
shafts.
Genitalia, right?
Not the same thing. He's talking.
Where people have pussies and like dick shaped. Clits.
This is
not what her math.
MedHelp.org or the first result when you type in penis without glands. The first result. My friend says he does not have a penis cap! Exclamation point.
I love penis caps.
My wife's a doctor and she's pretty much seen, heard it all, and she can't ever recall hearing about someone being born without a glands.
Is that what your head is called? A glands?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Dude, Nick is so smart and he acts dumb. He knows all this
he's
stuff
that
we
smart.
Don't know.
He just
no,
has
I'm
random.
I'm dumb and I act smart.
Yeah, that's literally what Nick
I'm
is.
I'm dumb and I act smart.
What do you mean I'm no. so smart? I'm sitting here Googling things.
No, he's not.
You know the medical
know
term for a dickhead.
I know a lot. That's I know he knows facts. I was just trying anatomy.
To, yeah.
He knows random really. Facts,
yeah,
but he's
cutting
dumb.
Cutting people open.
From doing at home.
Yeah.
Little.
Doing my own surgeries on homeless people.
Surgeries.
Should we open a fucking a homeless shelter and then try and make Frankensteins?
Oh, yeah. Well, we should just open an abortion shelter.
Nice.
Because, you know, once the government takes that right away from women, we have
privatize
to
privatize it. What if we privatize abortions?
Mm-hmm.
That's how we get Republicans on board.
Yep.
We make our own little private fucking abortion
yep.
clinics.
Yeah.
Okay.
No government.
And then
funds.
We get to keep all the fucking, all yeah. the beautiful baby juice that makes you strong.
Stem cells.
Stem cells. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Cool.
yeah.
Yeah,
and then we inject
that.
Stem cells directly into our cocks.
And we really give like women like kind of a luxury spa experience
oh, yeah.
at the abortion clinic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
yep. So cucumbers on your eye.
Yep.
Facials.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Maybe a little bit of sedative help you sleep.
Oh,
you
yeah. know? Oh, there'll be sedatives.
Maybe
all right.
you wake up confused.
yeah. Don't worry about what happened while you
Here
were
is.
Under.
Here's one. It looks like it's
what the
come
fuck?
On. That,
let me
where
see?
Is that even from?
Yeah.
Looks like
they
been
took
cut
that off,
off
someone's body?
No, that's still on their body.
Let me see.
Wait, what do you mean that's on their body?
You
oh, there's like a blanket.
Yeah,
on
they're
top.
Doing surgery. They're cutting his dick off.
That's a weird ass looking dick, dude. That looks like a hot dog. With
no, it
balls.
Looks like a normal dick with just no top.
That's what's weird about it.
I don't know. It looks really small to me.
Yeah.
Well, the
yeah.
top's missing. I wouldn't mind to be able to be removed. I want a little hand on the side of my dick that goes, hello.
oh, yeah, yeah. The top comes on and off.
Oh,
evening,
yeah.
missus.
Like, like a little newsboy cap.
No, like a top hat. It's like a gentleman.
No, a top hat. Yeah,
honestly,
yeah.
that's kind of what my dick looks like sometimes because my dick, because my foreskin doesn't go all the way back.
It doesn't go all the way back.
Mm-mm.
So you've never seen the bottom
it peeks
of the helmet.
Out. I have sometimes.
You never just like pull as hard as you can.
I never do that, but sometimes when I'm fucking, it happens.
Uh-huh.
When I'm really getting in there. Get in those
What
cheeks.
About the whole cleaning aspect of it?
Yeah, my dick's clean.
But, like, if you can't get in under the ridge, like, under the helmet.
Nothing gets in, brother.
Nothing gets in.
Nothing gets in, nothing gets
airtight.
Out.
Airtight.
Airtight. yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is going on? I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
What is that? Why?
I don't know.
It looks like they're putting a rod in that guy's cock.
They're doing, yeah, some kind of surgery on this guy's dick.
Oh, man. Imagine getting dick surgery.
Yeah, semi-rigid penile prosthesis as a salvage.
Oh, they literally are putting a rod in his cock.
Yeah, semi-rigid penile prosthesis as salvage management of idiopathic ischemic stuttering priapism.
What is salvage? They
stuttering
got it off of
priapism?
A ship?
Yeah, a stuttering priapism, I guess, is when you're like, my dick is too hard. My dick won't stop being hard.
That's
oh,
crazy because man. Is that, that's not what priapism is, though, is it?
Yeah, it's where your dick stays hard for too long.
Whoa, 24/7, 365, you come through with that hard pipe, and that's a fucking problem?
Yeah. That's not a problem.
That's, that sounds awesome, dude. Always hard.
Look at how much surgery.
Dude, can we stop looking at dicks getting cut open, please?
There's like 12 guys working on that dick.
I don't want to look at that.
That's like an operating theater full of like 15 doctors.
That is so cut open.
Yeah, that dick is splayed the hell out.
Oh, fuck. God damn. Teenager undergoes world's first penis reduction surgery.
Oh, dude, come on. What? Stop reading my medical records.
First of all, you're not a teenager.
I was.
He was at one point.
Bitch.
I can confirm that.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Dunked on you, man. Slam dunk.
Jamma.
Come on, man. Stop looking at cocks.
Yeah, I'm looking at surgery pictures, first of all.
He's a medical enthusiast.
Yeah, I am a medical enthusiast.
Yeah.
I'm into all kinds of weird surgeries.
Like what else? What are some of your favorite surgeries?
Having your balls replaced with eyes.
Holy fuck, dude.
Can you imagine how much better sex would be?
Yeah, you know,
just to see an asshole coming closer and further away. To you. Yeah. Just inches away from an asshole.
Oh, you keep getting scared. Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm going to go in that ass. Oh,
I told you guys about that abortionist that Max sent me, that Wikipedia article.
Clear your throat, man.
Yeah, some dude in Philly.
Tell him how to do his throat. Tell this bitch how to do his damn throat.
Yeah, what about the abortionist?
He was just like, babies were being, he was like a DIY abortionist.
Oh, and, nice. Yeah.
He killed like hundreds of people.
Killed babies.
Yeah, and like didn't clean up. Like, there's just fetuses on the floor. Kermit Jesus something Christ. In Philly. Yeah,
Kermit
it's
the Frog.
Up. I can find it on Wikipedia.
Kermit the Frog?
Yeah.
Kermit the Frog.
What about, what were you saying? He
killed a bunch of babies after live births.
Nuh-uh.
Like he just like
how about
jive
births? You know, the baby comes out and it's like, what's up, Mac? Yeah, go ahead and slap me, motherfucker. Listen here, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for no yip-yap. Whatever old black guys say. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My art teacher, I told you guys, my art teacher was named Mac Daly.
Oh, really?
What a good-ass name, dude. He was an old fucking...
He was a black guy?
Old, awesome black dude. Mac? Wore silk shirts, good mustache, balding mini-fro.
Cool.
The king, dude. Mac Daly.
Sorry, I'm trying to find something here.
What is it?
You'll see in a second. Talk about something else for a second.
Okay. My roommates say we have to clean up better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I don't really want to, man.
Wait, Christina's gone?
Christina's gone.
It's all guys.
It's all bros.
Christina's been gone for a while, dude.
So, what do you need
her
to clean
up? Her new place
up
is
for?
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the bedroom is.
Wait, when did you go?
I went in through the window while she was gone.
You got a ladder.
She lives on the sixth floor.
There's a man in a superhero costume. It's a diaper and a cape.
Was she there?
No. Not yet. But she will be. Said the spider to the fly.
Let me see your penis, said the spider to the fly.
So you're in third grade, said the spider to the fly.
I'm a cougar, said the spider to the fly.
That's so funny.
That'd be like, it's like the, here we go. It's break time.
Oh, no. Okay.
So, guys, if you're wearing underwear right now, you know, good
I'm
for
not.
You.
I'm not. I'm free bowling.
Oh, are you?
Well, but I wish I was. You know I'm what kind I wish I
need
I was
to
wearing?
Have my shit contained, you know, because I got what you call a wild style hog. It likes to wiggle and wave around all
that
day
that movie
long.
Wild Hogs with John Travolta.
Yeah. It's about guys whose dicks have stuttering priapism.
Always hard. It's really hard to ride a motorcycle, but they figure it out.
There's stuttering priapism prevents. Anyway, so if you got wild hog stuttering priapism, what you need is a good pair of underwear. And that's why Mack Weldon is there for you, because they make better underwear than whatever you're wearing right now. They believe in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You can go online, go ahead and type in macweldon.com with your fucking stupid dick.
With your hard-ass cock.
Check out their website. See how easy it is to shop. I've shopped on there. I typed in everything with my penis. And it's a lot easier than doing it on the Oshkosh website, where they specifically requested I not type things in with my penis.
They can but how can they tell? Can't.
No, they know. I videotape it and I send them, I send them a VHS cassette of me doing it.
You're wearing a train conductor hat?
I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Choo-choo. Anyways, Mack Weldon made the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. Whoa. They have a line of silver underwear and shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which means they eliminate odor, and they want you to be comfortable. So if you don't like your first pair, you can keep the underwear, and they'll still refund you, no questions asked. Not only does Mack Weldon underwear, socks, and shirts look good, but they perform well, too. They're good for working out, going to work, going out on dates, just everything in everyday life. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN. That's C-U-M-T-O-W-N. MackWeldon.com. Thanks, guys. And we are back.
We're back, bitch.
How about that movie, We're Back, but it's We're Black, and it's black dinosaurs.
Yeah,
cool. Was We're Back about dinosaurs?
Yeah.
I don't remember that movie.
You don't?
No. I remember Jurassic Park.
No, We're Back. It was an animated movie. It was great.
Never saw it.
It was about dinosaurs.
Land Before Time?
Yeah, this guy, he's got a time machine, and he brings dinosaurs to the future so that they can go to the Museum of Natural History or something.
And watch their dead relatives, look at their dead relatives.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. And then they meet up with this kid that's like, I guess lives on a boat in the East River.
Oh, wait. It's like a spaceship.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good-ass movie.
Yeah, that movie rules.
Yeah, that's
John
rule.
Goodman is the T-Rex.
The dinosaur?
Yeah, is the T-Rex.
Yeah, cool. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then
they're friends with those kids and shit.
I used to watch that movie over and over again.
I watched that all the time, yeah. I just don't remember the plot at all.
Anyway, so it's that, but it's We're Black.
I like that, yeah.
Cool.
And they're like, wow, dinosaurs. And he's like, shut up.
That's the thing black people do be saying.
They say, shut up.
Where the white women at, right, guys? That's what the dinosaurs say.
I like a big white woman.
Don't you feel like Dinosaurs, the TV show, the dad at least was black?
The dad was John Goodman, too.
Yeah, no, that was just Roseanne.
Yeah,
it was Roseanne.
Yeah, but
is John Goodman in the new one?
Roseanne?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shouts out to Roseanne.
I watched the new one. It seemed like they tried to cram like 5 episodes into the first episode.
Yeah. So much was happening.
Yeah.
Was it funny?
It was too much going on.
Yeah.
You know
what?
It's like,
bad.
It wasn't bad, but it's like shows aren't good anymore. Like, like sitcoms peaked.
Multicam?
In the 1970s and the 1990s, there was a bunch of really good sitcoms. And then outside of that, there hasn't been anything ever that's good. Ever.
Yeah.
Not I heard a single thing. Nothing good.
I heard Gerard Carmichael's show is good. And it's
pretty
multicam.
Good.
Yeah. I tried watching it. It's like there's something. I mean, the original Roseanne, you go back and watch the new Roseanne, and then go pick any episode from the first 3 seasons or 4 seasons of Roseanne. And watch that, and you're like, oh, this is like an amateurish attempt at making a TV show in comparison to how the show used to be.
The original. Yeah, well, there's something so fucking bizarre about it, because it's like you're just aware that it's not the same fucking thing. It's just like it's too old, it's weird, it's like, I don't know.
Is it? I was never clear, like,
John Goodman's neck looks like a pussy now.
Yeah, he looks old as shit.
Yeah. And you know Roseanne's a crazy dumb bitch, like, we all know that.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Isn't he playing
a farm or some shit?
How about Nozan? And it's about it's more about how she's Jewish.
Mm-hmm. She is half Jewish.
She
right?
is Jewish, no. And it's but you know she's like Dan. When are you going to eat my pussy for the 6 fishes? Maybe perhaps just 5 fishes this year.
All these fishes gets expensive.
No, that's maybe too many fishes. 7 fishes. What a shmoosh. What am I?
King David.
What am I? I'm Solomon over here. Who am I that I need all these fishes? Maybe 2, 3 at most. Okay, 4. I see your point with 4. But is let me ask you this. Is 3 not the same as 4? If you're talking about eating. By the 3rd fish, you're full. After that, you're just becoming more full. So we'll call it, we'll split the difference, call it 2 fishes. And what it'll actually, we'll just serve 1 Swedish fish. That'll be dinner for tonight. And then we'll split the bill. So we won't have 3 fish. I'll tell you what.
I'll give you 13 cents. You go down to the candy store. You get a Swedish fish. You just cook it up back there in your shamooch frying pan you got back there, and you bring it to me. Thank you. I will be eating my napkin. I've eaten all the silverware. I ate the tablecloth and the table is yours.
The table scar is just in a chair in the middle of the restaurant. It's clearly the table is under a shirt.
I think I'm full.
I should not be expected to pay.
Knives are falling out of his fucking boots.
Oh, well, I've had a very good meal, but you know, sometimes this food takes too long to come out, so we'll call it even. I won't pay anything, and please may I have some of the mints from the register. Fill my pocket with the mints. And I will be taking all of these to-go menus to make hats for my children.
The traditional Jewish feast of the two fishes.
Of the one Swedish fish.
Where you try and steal as much from a Chili's as possible. boy.
Yeah, you guys can laugh all you want, but these traditions have been passed down for hundreds of years.
They've kept your people strong.
They've kept us together.
Of all the stereotypes of all the races, Jews being cheap is the funniest.
It's so good.
It is really funny.
It's the fucking funniest.
The sad part is, like, not the sad part, but that generation is nearly dead. Like,
yeah,
completely.
Well,
yeah. But
if someone had done a little better logistical work, it wouldn't have taken this long.
Yeah,
you know?
They would have all been dead by 1945. Yeah. That's true.
Would have been a lot quicker.
My grandma used to invite me and my sister over for dinner and buy one steak, like a filet.
Hell yeah.
And then pull it out of the oven and be like, whoa, you should have seen the size of it when I put it in.
That's what I'm saying to women.
Yeah. His little shriveled cock comes
out. It
gets
so small. She's like, you know, meat shrinks when you cook it. I'm sorry. We have like two slices of meat and a carrot.
What is that? Eucalyptus? What is that? Lavender?
Lavender. This, thing?
Lilac?
No, it's a different Dasha. No, I don't know.
Dasha.
Dasha. Yeah. Can I have some coffee?
What kind of flower is this?
What kind of flower is it?
It looks nice.
They're nice flowers. Yeah.
What about
you got banana bread here? But how about bandana bread? You know.
Yeah, like for essays.
And it's like, hey man, what kind of bread you want, man? hey Pupu Chico, come over
Pupu
here.
Pupu Chico.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Pupu call? Chico.
Where'd you call? Pupu Chico. I got some bread for you right here. Essay. You know, bandana bread.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
Hey, can I have a job?
Adam has banana bread.
Hey, give me a job. I'll cut you.
I know people listening don't know this, but Adam baked banana bread.
I did.
By the way,
I
in a cast iron.
I did it stop style in the cast iron.
Everyone mocked me when I said multiple cakes in cast iron.
You were making yourself multiple
but
cakes.
But guess what, motherfuckers? We all enjoy the delicious cast iron banana bread, didn't we?
Multiple cakes.
Multiple cakes.
Different sizes, you know? Some for guests. Some you can freeze.
You should get
one
of those.
Nice.
You get like a deli dessert
case.
There's
nothing like a personal pancake. just believe.
What about Alex Jones getting sued for
by the Sandy Hook parents?
That's pretty tight. Yeah. Why did that take so long?
Well, he folded pretty fast when during the Pizzagate when what's his name?
Podesta
sued him.
Oh, he did sue him.
And then he like apologized.
Oh, nice.
I would like to apologize to John Podesta.
Well, that's crazy because that's probably the one that's
true. For saying
true.
It's wrong that he raped all those children that he raped.
Like, Podesta probably is a rapist, yeah. Right?
His brother, right?
Oh, for sure. Without any fear of a lawsuit, I can say without a doubt that Tony Podesta has a secret prison in his basement.
And in a pizza restaurant.
And in a pizza restaurant.
Yeah.
But yeah, people molest children for sure. But the Sandy Hook thing, it's crazy you could just make fun of people whose children were murdered and it took this long to get sued.
I like Dan Schneider's out, but like there's no real consequences for any of this shit. Like Brian Singer was quote unquote done and now he's just in Dubai raping children, doing whatever the fuck he wants.
Mm-hmm.
He's off of that Freddie Mercury movie.
Oh yeah, that was the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. the gay, which would have been a child molester's dream.
Yeah.
It's like, why are there so many scenes of Freddy as a child?
As a little boy?
Yeah, yeah.
In India?
Yeah, yeah.
Why I think he's from India.
Why
right?
is the first half of the movie about his penis as a six-year-old?
Well, dude, if there's no justice, maybe these pedophiles, there needs to be vigilante justice.
Yeah, yeah, like a Batman.
Should we become superheroes?
I'm trying to be a vigilante. You know what I'm saying?
A vigilante?
Mm-hmm. That's where you have sex to make the world...
I'm trying to be a back man, where I blow women's backs
nice.
Out.
Instead of Batman?
Yeah.
I'm trying to be fuck Quaman.
Yeah, where you have sex with water.
I fuck a whale. Where I come in a bathtub.
We've talked about this before, that dolphins fuck each other's blowholes.
Yeah. Dolphins rock, dude.
They rock. They have
dolphins
nasal
dolphins suck
sex.
Each other's dicks.
Yeah, they're gay.
They rape each other and shit.
Do they rape?
I think so.
Really?
I think so. If they're smart, then there's going to be bad guys.
There's going to be bad dolphins.
And they're going to be rapists.
Yeah. I guess Bryan Singer's back in L.A. now.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, there's zero consequences.
It's on Instagram. Here's a picture of him with two other pedophiles.
Oh, they look like pedophiles.
Yeah, especially that guy in the middle.
I mean, both the guy on the left.
I love Bryan Singer's haircut. It's like what I had in seventh grade.
Yeah, same with the glasses, too.
And the glasses.
Yeah. And the sexual attraction
to other seventh graders.
Yeah.
This is a funny pretty thing cool. for Bryan Singer to put on his Instagram. It's a picture of Freddie Mercury, and it says, "I wonder what he'd say about all this."
He would about say, "It's too? Cool to rape children." Yeah. As a gay man.
I remember watching the behind the music for Queen when I was a kid, and then I was like very confused. They were like, Freddie went to Milwaukee and discovered the bathhouse scene in Milwaukee.
Really?
But it's just like a weird place to.
I didn't know there was a bunch of gay guys out in Milwaukee.
This guy has had multiple accusations from people accusing him of sexual assault. He's currently being sued for it. Yeah, I mean, like, there's no way Bryan Singer is innocent.
Yeah.
There's just no way.
Right.
With all this shit. And there's all these fucking assholes, like, defending him on Instagram. And then he's just, this is his life. Oahu, Hawaii, hanging out, you know.
Yeah, you could just rape if you're rich.
That's cool.
Fuck this world.
Although the most famous gay guy from Milwaukee, going back to that.
Prince?
Of course, was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. You know that, Sav and I were talking about this the other day, but you know that story of like what that like Chinese boy who's murdering, like ran away, like got away and went up to the cops and was like, "There's this guy's trying to kill me."
Oh yeah, with Dahmer.
And then Dahmer,
that's
like,
crazy.
And then Dahmer was like,
That's my boyfriend.
And then the cops were like, "Oh, you girls go ahead and have fun."
That's crazy that the guy got out.
Yeah.
He got
and he still had he thought he was safe.
Running up to the police like, Dr. Jones.
Please.
Dude, imagine how much it sucked getting murdered if you're that guy. It just sucks in general, but you were like, are you kidding me?
Dahmer throws him into the dungeon and then locks the door and then puts on the Curb Your Enthusiasm thing. For raping him to death.
They just came out with a young, not just, but a couple months ago, a young Dahmer movie.
Everyone gets a young and they fuck movie.
Well, he was kind of sexy.
He was hot. Yeah.
He looked good.
I hope they do that for me. They make a young Mullen, and then it's just
with
me in my apartment. Yeah, just playing PlayStation. It's 2 hours of Battlefield 1, so I can unlock the
new cape.
Yeah, a new type of skin for the MP18. You know, that's what it's all about. Fall camo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Should I become a fucking Twitch streamer?
That's people keep telling me I should Twitch.
You don't
stream.
Have to do video games on it. Now I think it's just live
you
streaming.
You just beat off?
I'd do it. I'd
no,
do
I
it
think
you play Super Nintendo emulators on my computer.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I'm about to be a Twitch streamer, dude. And I'm just going to lose at every game. That's going to be my thing. I'm going to be bad at it.
How do you monetize Twitch? Like, people are making all this money.
You sell whoever watches you sell them your underwear.
You got to be a hot
sell
girl.
Sell them your panties?
Yeah.
No, they're like gamers that are really.
You
like
have to be
guys.
Good at it.
You have
I
to
think.
Be good at. You can either be a male that's good at gaming. I mean, the only way it would work for us is if we're like riffing the whole time.
Right.
And that's
and
just
I'm
doing
not,
the podcast.
And I can't do that while gaming. While gaming, I like to embrace being mad.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know?
And you. That's funny, too, because they always get in trouble for saying that, like, bad racial
They always
slurs.
Get in trouble for
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I mean, they're bound to.
It was so funny when that PewDiePie video came out, and it's like, how is that the first time this has happened?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't understand how this
Anytime
is
Anytime you get killed on, like, a game, a racial slur is bound to come out.
Yeah.
Where's so PewDiePie is, was he American or British?
He's American.
He's Swedish,
American. Swedish, is he? But he sounds American.
He sounds weird.
I know the big one now is that guy.
I remember they had him at the Barnes & Noble in Union Square like four years ago. It's like this PewDiePie. And I'm like, is this some like alt-lit fucking retard?
Yeah.
I had no idea he was a YouTube gamer. And it's like, what? Why is he here?
Why is he at a bookstore?
People like his vids.
I went to Alamo Draft House last night. And they had some guy signing shit. I saw A Quiet Place.
Oh, I wanted to see that.
What is that?
It's like a horror thriller movie or something.
Oh, it's The Office. It's The Office.
It's The Office
prequel.
Jim. Yeah.
The Sucked Office.
The Sucked Office.
Cool.
Hell yeah. I would love The Sucked Office. I would love to beat off to Pam sucking a guy's
penis. The Beat Office?
The Beat Office. Pam, Angela. Mm-hmm. Rashida Jones.
Every woman on the show.
Except
the one.
Except the one. We all know the one.
Yeah.
Phyllis?
That one that looks like a rotting eggplant. No, you know, but that the bitch was.
Yeah, Phyllis.
Mindy Kaling?
No, Mindy
Kaling
can
looks
get
like
it.
A regular eggplant. Instead of rotting eggplant.
Angela?
No, come on.
The fat one.
No,
the fat one, Phyllis.
No, that's the old bitch. The one that with the dog face.
Oh, the redhead.
Yeah, the one that looks
like
the bully from Arthur.
Yeah.
Nah, man. She
Her whole
could,
thing
she
is that
also,
she's like a drunk.
But she's a drunk, so, you know, she gets the character gets drunk, sucks you off at an office party with a lampshade over your head, and your tie's real loose.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sounds pretty good to me.
True that.
Yeah. No, so I saw a quiet place.
Oscar.
I should say. It's not as good as people are pretending it is.
Mm.
I really
people
don't
are saying it's good.
People
right?
are saying it's like amazing, and
it's not.
It's really not.
Yeah,
it's Signs. It's the same exact movie.
Oh damn, okay. Dude!
So it's a place where
spoiler.
If you make noise, then these monsters will eat you. Or
oh, so you have to be quiet.
But guess what their weakness is?
Water?
Nope.
Oxygen?
Loud noises.
Oh.
Like a screeching.
They get scared.
It's like feedback.
Oh.
There's a deaf girl's hearing aid like blows up their heads or whatever. So they just go,
oh damn.
Well, put the hearing aid to this microphone.
Damn.
And the sound of feedback will like blow up their heads. And it's like, there's zero chance that nobody figured that out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about guns, too?
Couldn't yeah, eventually work? The guns, yeah, but they're mostly impervious to guns. Guns also work because they screech at it and then they blow the thing's head off with a shotgun.
Yeah. But don't guns make loud noises?
It's like they were like, we're not even going to bother really with an explanation or like where these things came from. We're not going to worry about like the technical aspects or like the obvious flaws as to why this one noise, you know, does it. But then there's nothing to justify that, you know. I mean, like, I don't care about this family really. They never really talk.
Are they sexy? They're sexy. John
I guess,
Krasinski
but it's mostly
and
Krasinski.
Emily Blunt.
It's
Emily
mostly
Blunt.
Krasinski
They're
making
together
like,
in real life, right?
Like sad puppy faces the whole time. But you know,
that's his go-to.
My family, and it's because like
Dwight did something retarded.
Good for him figuring out a way to make dumb faces and get paid twice.
Yeah, it's just this. It's all. It's this look, the whole movie.
He does the voiceover on like half of the commercials on TV.
Yeah, he's so rich.
Yeah, he's rich as fuck.
Should we fucking...
Him and John Hamm. John Hamm does a lot of voice.
John Hamm's got a good-ass voice, though.
Yeah, great voice.
He's got a better voice than Jim.
Yeah, absolutely.
John Hamm.
Yeah.
That's not how he sounds.
John Hamm.
I did him once or twice.
I'm John Hamm.
I think I could do John Hamm.
Do it.
I want to see the big redhead's titties from
I'd like
Mad
to buy
Man.
The world a Coke.
Why would you have sex with a man?
That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Why would you insert your dick into another man's ass?
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's not as good as mine, but it's close.
Why is he friends with like a lot of comics?
Why would a person be
He
from Greece?
Just was.
Did he do stand-up?
I think he just liked comedy. He like before he was.
He just hang out.
Like before he was famous, he was like he played poker with like Doug Benson and shit. It's so weird.
He used to play strip poker with Doug Benson, and he fucked my ass.
Wait, he did? He fucked your own ass,
yes.
John?
I don't know. This guy's. If I listened to him, I'm pretty sure I could.
That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
It's a little close. Too deep. It's a little like Bill from the fucking. What's that shit? Bill Buffalo Bill?
You're a little too deep.
No, it sounded like a little...
You're like, a little too deep. With your little Greek ass.
Now Silence of the Lambs. That's what I said.
Ken Levine, is that his name?
No, you sounded a little bit like No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah, Javier. Yeah.
Javier Bardem.
Vicky,
why would you be gay?
Fuck, no,
I can't do him anymore. That's another guy.
Heads
I have to
or
to.
Tails.
Yeah,
I'm gay.
This is your lucky dollop of semen. Don't put it in your pocket, where it will become just more semen with all the other semen you keep in your pocket, which it is.
Hell yeah!
But I don't have any cum in my pocket.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. There's people that only kind of have a distinct voice, and they're the hardest to do.
Yeah, like them?
Like that Michael Shannon thing I was trying to do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 You did it's Dustin like doing, Hoffman really well.
Yeah, but that's an... people have, like... Impressions are easy
suck
to do
Hoffman.
Once someone's,
what about,
like, broken them.
What about
once
suck
you've heard
me
an
Hoffman.
Impression a million times, everyone can do it.
Ahem. Suck me Hoffman.
So, yeah. Oh, definitely. That's the same thing as Brain Man.
Brain Man.
Yeah, dude. Nothing wrong with a little going back to the good stuff.
One guy trying to get his dick sucked.
Yeah. This fall, a retarded man tries to have sex.
What's another one? I Am Sam? Maybe a daughter trying to get a retarded dad some pussy to calm him down?
These shoes light up.
Radio?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Cuba. Gooding.
Penis?
Junior's already a pretty retarded name.
Yeah.
Penis Gooding Jr.
There you go.
Penis Gooding Jr.
Cuba.
Cube of Cuba, pussy.
Pussy Eating Jr.
Cuba Pussy Eating Jr.
Yes. He hasn't been in anything in a long time, I feel like.
Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah, not really.
What's up with Cuba? What's he got cooking?
Him and John Krasinski are married.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie with him and Horatio Sands where they actually go on a gay boat cruise?
Yes, I was just going to bring that up.
Yeah, it's really good.
What was that sexy-ass Latina woman that was in like every movie for a while?
Oh, yeah, she was in it, yeah.
She was in everything for like 6 years.
Yeah, yeah, she was hot as shit.
She's so hot.
Yeah.
She was getting like all of Catherine Zeta-Jones' roles when she became like a serious actress.
It's
she was
Ava
so
Mendes?
Sexy. No, before Ava. She had there was like a weird period where this woman was
Rosie
the hot
Perez.
Latina. No. Fuck. I beat off to her so much. I don't remember her name though.
The story of my life, dude. Cause I beat off to you so much. But now I can't remember your name. Dude, that'd be funny, like a singer-songwriter that would just write songs about women he jacked off to.
Like a James Taylor.
On Facebook. And now I forgot what your Instagram name was.
Ever since you got married, yeah, they changed your name.
Right. Ever since I saw you with that picture of that black fella. And suddenly I couldn't beat off to your summer vacation from 2 years ago, and we never met. You were a suggested follow from two girls deep that I also lurked with my friend Brian. It was different. One of you was tagged in a picture with my friend Brian from the Sherwin-Williams, and then I found you. You know what I mean? You know, it's like
scrolling
when I go to write music, it's like, what is love? You know, because there's a lot of different kinds of love. There's love you have for a child or a parent or a wife. And then there's the kind of love you have for a woman who you've never met before that you just masturbate to to her Instagram pictures in the bathroom at Chevy's while you're on a date with a much fatter woman. And you can't do any better, so you go. You just listen to that dumb bitch talk about some deal she got at Michael's on pants. And you say, fuck my life. And you go in the bathroom, you pull up Instagram, you just beat your fucking dick off right there in that single stall bathroom. You're like, my question was about your tour for next summer. Oh, yeah. We'll be in Peoria July 15th. I guess it's just about being an artist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I remember watching those interviews with fucking, what's his goddamn name? The Brooks, Ronnie Brooks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, just made absolutely no sense.
You guys talked about that. No, like, Kicks Brooks. Ronnie Dunn.
Yeah. We've Brooks and Dunn.
You're just mad because you didn't see the video.
No, I don't give a fuck at all, but you've mentioned it like five times.
Yeah, he was just naming different cities. They were like, what is it?
Yeah. They're like, where does your music come from? And he's like, well, I'll tell you, San Antonio is... You think I spent a lot of time in Texas.
Yeah. You're going to go Oklahoma. Yeah, maybe El Paso.
You know, but always, you know, I mean... You got Arizona. Just mentally.
I wish. Just when are we going to start our band? We talked about it.
You got to get a drum kit.
Dude. I'm getting a tambourine.
I got to get an amp, too. Yeah.
I'm going to get a little tambourine.
Tambourine? You'll be a Jim Blossom's cover band?
You'll be the little tambourine
you
boy.
You can be the lead singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? How's
just a fat ass stop dancing around a stage with a tambourine? Hey, jealousy.
I got a question.
When you wanna suck my little dick?
What is that?
I don't remember how
that
song.
That song tambourine. Hey, tambourine man, play a song for me. What song can someone play with just a tambourine?
Yeah, get him.
Yeah, fuck you, Bob Dylan.
Tell that fucking piece of shit.
How about Slob Knob Dylan?
Got him, dude. The worst kind of busker in New York City is like the guy at the LG stop on like Lorimer Metropolitan.
Your mic's fucking up.
And that like clearly moved to New York to like be Bob Dylan.
And then he's
just like busking on the subway. He's got that hope in his eyes like he's going to make it.
God.
He's wearing a fucking like suede leather jacket.
So sad.
Yeah.
How about Fob Dylan? You know, and it's like a fresh
a
off key the boat.
Fob?
Asian person.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking it's a guy who can get you into any
you go,
building.
Go, wild, wild horses.
That's Please. The Rolling
Stones. Yeah, but it's so he also did it.
Wouldn't it be Wired Horses?
Yeah.
Wired Horses.
Hell yeah, take that, you fucking Chinese motherfucker.
Nobody ever comes to your restaurant anymore because they found out you were serving rat.
I don't believe any of them do that, man.
Panda Express got caught doing it.
Rat?
Yeah, or cats or something.
No
Panda
way.
Express.
That's not
Panda
true.
Express. A giant corporate entity.
Yeah. Panda Express is like McDonald's.
Up,
it's just like it's frozen
it
shit.
Panda Express. It was like 22 different locations. They had like
no
cats
way.
No like, way.
I'm going to look it up right now. Where's my phone?
I like Don't Panda give it to Express.
What the hell
Shut up, Siri.
Oh, that's hilarious.
No, I didn't say Siri thought I said, where am I?
Oh, no.
That's a question you can ask Siri. What is my name? That's another one. Panda Express.
How big is my dick, Siri?
Panda Express.
How big is my dick?
Cats.
Oh, never mind. It won't tell me.
Here we go. Let's go. 11 things you might
when
not
you
know
wanna
about
suck
Panda
my little
Express.
Dick.
Yeah, they don't serve.
Here we go. Fact check: cat and Chinese food.
It's totally 100% true.
Snopes. All right. Do Chinese serve cat? Fuck.
That's Chinese people, not the nice, proud American and Mexican people working at Panda Express.
Panda Express sucks, dude.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
No, it sucks. Go to any Chinese restaurant, it's better.
Well, what if you're in an
airport?
My
mom used to say that when I was a kid. She's like, there've been, you know, cats have been missing around the neighborhood in a Chinese restaurant. So, first of all, what do you mean cats have been missing?
Yeah, do you keep tabs on all the strays?
You don't have friends. The cats are going to the Chinese. Well, hold on now. Snopes is not saying that no Chinese restaurants do this.
See? And that shows, this is an important lesson.
This shows you that Snopes is incorrect because we know for a fact. Mm-hmm. That there is no way the Chinese people are. I know.
Mm-hmm. I thought that it was dog, not cat.
Oh. Same shit. Cats.
Dogs are meatier, you know?
Yeah.
They got more.
It's raining cats
meat
and dogs.
On the bone.
There was some racist joke where it was like, it's raining. I told him it was raining cats and dogs, and he went out, I don't know, with a grocery bag or something like that. Someone can figure that out.
Do you remember that movie about that, like, Jewish kid that went to go play football at Notre Dame?
Brendan Fraser?
With Brendan Fraser?
Judy?
Yeah. What was that?
Is it Judy? Is the name of the movie?
Yeah.
No. But they were like, yeah, the Air Force said there was gold in the skies.
Judy, you're too cheap to play football.
And then they got in a fight. Yeah. He's too cheap to play. Yeah.
Then when they do the coin toss at the beginning, he's always stealing.
Grabs out of the air and just fucking runs.
Like, Judy, no!
Look, someone put a stopwatch on that boy's 40.
Yeah. They timed him after he stole. That's how they discovered
how
him.
They discovered
in the coin toss. Someone stole it and ran. That man.
And then old Newt Rockney says, "Boy, I saw you running with that penny."
So what they started doing was just putting a shiny quarter to touch at the end zone.
Yeah,
handing him the ball.
I love that, dude. The kid is too Jewish to play football at Notre Dame.
Why did you bring that up?
Because that was the same. That was the kind of joke. Gotcha. Whatever.
When have you been the most? Has there ever been like real anti-Semitism? That you
have never. That doesn't
not
exist.
Really.
There's no
it's
such thing
real.
As anti-Semitism. I'm serious. It doesn't exist. Not
is
not
a mom
America.
In a cult that says yeah. the
not in America. I mean, if you lived in France, maybe that then that's like an issue. But
oh, fuck,
I don't know
dude.
If it got picked up on the mic. But
fuck,
Nick said that anti-Semitism doesn't exist in America, and then Siri said, "You seem very certain."
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Yeah. Well, that's
the
what
Jews
I,
have Apple now
well,
too.
That's what I mean. That's literally how much power they have. My technology, like the panopticon of Apple's fucking
holy fuck,
you know,
that was
surveillance.
That's not one of our companies.
Yeah,
that's a
they're all
company.
Your companies. Mm-hmm. Ever see those like anti-BDS things that are like, oh, you want to boycott Israel? Better stop drinking water.
Yeah,
y'all better not wear those glasses anymore.
Yeah, you
wear
can't
pants.
Use Pentium chips.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, you like BDS? Well, you better that air you're breathing.
it comes from
trademarked
Israel.
It.
Yeah.
But yeah, why don't you suck my
name?
How's BDS doing? Good, bad? Are they still trying to make it legal?
I don't think it's
really working.
You
feeling the squeeze there?
No. Did you see those pictures of like they're like those like those sniper sort of perches? Like,
yo, didn't
on the other
Israel
side
kill
of,
a journalist or some shit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they killed journalists.
That's just
they killed
wild,
kids.
Dude.
Yeah, there's like in outside of Gaza, there's like a sniper perch and like these like just regular Israeli people went to go sit up there and like watch the Palestinians getting shot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's fucked up. Mm. Yeah.
And then the New York Times is like, Donald Trump disrespected a hot dog stand clerk by wiping his mouth. You know, it's like, why are we reading this story?
Well,
I mean, one article like, Israel does what it has to.
Yeah. I don't think that the Times is as much of an apologist for Israel. But
The Times isn't, I mean, in the grand scheme of things,
they're pretty
as
objective.
Bad as they could be.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the coverage is always, as aggressive and critical as they got was probably like 2 years ago. And then for the most part, it goes like, especially with Trump, like it's ignored.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other thing is like, there's a lot of questions surrounding Syria about like whether they did this just for Israel, kind of.
What, the gassing?
No,
the
like
chemical
the bombing.
No, bombing.
The bombing.
Oh,
yeah,
bombing Syria.
Probably.
Who knows? I don't know. I don't care anymore about being smart. I already did my I-24 interview.
Is that the Israeli television?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. That guy emailed me.
Philip?
I got emailed back.
He's the man. Anyway, guys.
This podcast is brought to you by Tate's Cookies.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Can we get free Tate's?
From Southampton, New York.
I'm going to start doing free advertising for companies in the hopes that they'll send me free shit. So if you know anybody that works at Tate's, let them know that they got a huge shout out from...
Cumtown.
And tell them to send me free cookies.
Okamoto condoms. The best condoms.
Really?
No, I just bought a bunch.
Japanese condoms?
Yeah, tiny Japanese condoms.
Okamoto's.
Where they make small ones?
They're not that good, actually, but I got them on sale at Amazon, and me and my friend, it became a meme. So I want to be sponsored by Okamoto. And they're pink, so it's pretty funny.
That's hilarious.
Your dick is pink as hell when you put
it
in.
Yeah, big pink dick.
Big pink dick. Big pink honking ass cock.
That's tight.
Why don't you suck me off? I'm gay.
I'm trying to think of a company I really respect that I want to give a shout out to. I guess Yeezy shoes.
Funyuns. If I could get free Funyuns, that would be pretty cool.
That's not bad.
Why do you use condoms, stuff? You know, they do nothing, right?
What the
they protect fuck against
are you
STIs.
Talking about?
It's a complete waste of time.
That is insane.
You had herpes.
I went to get tested a couple of weeks ago, at like the New York City clinic. And they have like in the lobby, they have like all these videos that are made by the city.
Fix
about
your
like
microphones.
All these. Is this better?
Yeah, something like that.
All these videos that are made by the city to like in like educate people on sex things, but they're like made for different demographics. So there's like a gay Spanish one.
Hell yeah.
There's like a lesbian English one, and awesome. Like they show all the videos. But the gay Spanish one was hilarious because there was this like big fat drag queen. She's like singing about prep. Like, it's just, it rocks.
Yeah, no, I love the like the stock ad where they like they get like print ads for prep that are they just use stock photography. So it'll be like a black woman that thinks she's gonna be like. You know, featured an ad for a community college, and it's like, you probably have HIV. You gotta get your fat pussy checked.
They're marketing it to straight people now, too.
Yeah, of course they are, because they probably got shit more. They want to sell more, but it's also, it's like, that's how HIV became such a problem, is they pretended like...
It was just a gay problem.
Well, they didn't address it because it's just a gay problem.
Yeah, right.
And then when it hurt one little straight boy, they're like, everyone can get it. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a disparity in the. I mean, you should treat
who
it
is
as
the
a
little straight
you
boy.
Should treat it as
that kid.
That kid
Elton John sang about
Ryan or Ryan White.
Ryan
or
Dunn.
Ryan Adams.
Ryan Dunn.
Ryan Dunn
Ryan
had
Dunn,
AIDS.
Yeah, from Jackass.
Yeah. That's why.
Hey, I'm Jackass, AIDS, and this is Don't Use a Condom.
So April's sleeping right now. I'm gonna hit her raw while she's asleep.
Well, no, it's like because people got upset because you know you want to say HIV is like a gay thing, but it's like. The transmission rates are higher if you're having fucking anal sex. Same thing with like intravenous drug users, and then it does disproportionately affect like the black community. So like, there's no reason why you shouldn't pay attention to those issues and like just say, hey, heads up, if you're in like a high risk group, you should pay more attention.
Of course.
So by saying like, oh, it's like a problem that everyone deals with, it kind of you're not paying enough attention or notifying the right people.
You're all lives mattering AIDS, basically.
Yeah. Yes, essentially, in an effort to like not make people feel discriminated.
So what you're saying, Nick, is that if there's a woman that's HIV positive.
And you fuck
and
her,
you fuck
no
her
condom?
Raw, no condom?
You literally the number is a 1 in 1,000 chance.
What?
That you'll contract HIV.
So Eazy-E was gay, probably.
Yeah, most likely.
No, didn't Suge Knight inject him with AIDS?
Now, if you have
is that what happened?
Yeah, if you have let's say if you have like herpes and you have open sores and you fuck a woman who is HIV positive, the numbers skyrocket because you have like you know an open wound.
Right.
But otherwise, I mean it's like
well, also if you have a foreskin because foreskin skin is. His meat is like more absorbent of AIDS juice.
Yeah, that's why Stav has.
If you
has
have
his
a foreskin,
skill.
You can.
He's
still...
certainly not going to go to the gym,
right?
So he's got to lose weight one way or the other.
That's why I use condoms because I'm not losing my skin.
Yeah,
and also I don't want other STDs. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get gonorrhea.
Yeah, I'm Will Keith here for AIDS awareness. I have my braids, and I'm trying to get AIDS. Okay, well,
was
we
that
could
the
probably.
Show?
Yeah.
I think so.
We're out of time here. I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk about.
Oh,
Gundams. Yeah.
What do you think about Gundams?
Premature ejaculation.
Ejaculation. Yeah.
I don't know. That was kind of in the moment earlier.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, just getting it on camera is good.
Yeah, getting it on camera. Yeah. Damn, dude. You're so aware of what's going on and the words that are coming out of your mouth.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah?
My nuts are too heavy.
Yeah. I got to get back to designing t-shirts. I finally figured out what's wrong with my tablet.
What was?
There's too much other men's
you gotta
cum
set,
on it.
If you're listening out there and you have an Apple computer and you have a Wacom tablet and there's an issue with short strokes like... causing some kind of jitter. You got to set the double click distance to off, and then it stops doing it.
Oh, because it thinks you're double clicking.
Yeah, that was the problem. That was the fucking problem.
That's why I only do those long strokes.
I wish I could do a Joey Pants impression.
Oh, Joey
Joey Pantaliano.
Pantaliano?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be
Seferetta?
A good... Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, tone. No, I got to work.
That's
close. Hey,
tone.
Listen.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Tone. That's Christopher.
I could get that, you know. I'll figure it out. I'll spend a lot of private time. Trying an impression that I haven't figured out yet is probably the most humiliating thing.
That's good.
It's hard. It's hard to do that.
We'll name her after you.
Yeah, it's me, Barack Obama.
I'm
Ryan Sharp, and I'm gay.
Got him, dude.
I don't know why that's so funny.
Just doing Ryan as Obama, but he's also gay.
Oh, man, I can't wait for it to be goddamn summer. I'm going to get one of those, baby. You want to go over to Home Depot with me after this, Adam? I got to get some hole saws, and I was thinking about getting one of those little hibachi grills.
Ooh. Oh, I got to clean the house.
No, you
but
don't.
Clean the apartment.
You can clean my apartment instead.
I'm not trying to clean your apartment.
There's a bunch of sawdust everywhere.
But I will go over. Did you get a rug?
I chose one.
Yeah? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's the one upstairs. On the,
which one?
On
the red one?
The very bottom. No, the very bottom Persian one. The big one.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I know which one.
That's a good rug. I haven't
okay.
I'm also going to have that router table sent here. Max, give me the okay on that.
The router?
You want to set it up in the backyard?
Yeah, maybe you're downstairs in the basement. Wherever.
That'd be tight.
Yeah.
And
then cut some dados and rabbits.
I need to make shelves, hanging shelves.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
I want shelves, too.
No, let's talk about it now. This is also a woodworking podcast.
Okay, yeah. Well, I got all these books. Dasha brought all these books.
Yeah.
Because she's a fucking nerd, dude. Speed reader.
How to date somebody that's got a small dick. for nerds. Yeah.
How to fake cum. Mm-hmm. Because your boyfriend's got a small,
and he busts
clit,
quick,
clit-like dick.
A clit-like dick. He's so wet.
Constantly coming during sex. A slow, steady stream enveloping your little ass dick.
Yeah.
We also have Funny Moms on the 23rd.
Funny Moms on the 23rd.
Yes. This week. And we're trying it. We kind of want to just do kind of an impromptu show in Baltimore.
The first weekend?
The first weekend in May, maybe.
Somebody sent me free tickets to go see the orchestra at Carnegie Hall.
Whoa, how many tickets?
Just two.
Oh, okay. You're going with...
Well, I was going to bring you. Song.
Oh, yeah. You know I like culture.
Of course, yeah. I mean, I know you didn't want to go. So.
I love the orchestra.
I love orchestras.
Yeah, me and Adam are going to the orchestra.
I'm
going to
go with like that.
No,
look,
first of all, don't pretend like this didn't happen, but just today I privately invited you to Chinese buffet, just the two of us.
That's true.
I know the different hang what? Sessions. Me and Adam go to the orchestra and we play catch together. You
That's
and me,
true.
We go
I
to
don't
Chinese
like
buffet
catch.
And we go to Indian buffet.
Different kinds.
You're right, man. No, you're right about that.
I do want to get a cash going, too.
Yeah, let's do that today.
Yeah.
Let's just go to fucking Modell's.
Let's go to Modell's.
Right, let's go to Modell's right now. Get
gloves. Gotta go to Modell's.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, it's fucking
we'll
cold,
it out.
But yeah,
it's
shit. I'm trying to
too.
Throw a
it's
ball
not that nice today.
It's not that nice around but today, but if we
can
get
we'll be
soon,
jacking
it
on?
Will be. I don't want to waste the good day going and getting gloves.
Smart I lost guy. My glove.
Yeah.
Last
baseball's
summer.
Gay, dude.
No, but having a
yeah,
catch
having
is
having a
really
catch
satisfying.
Is fucking fun as shit.
Yeah.
Nah,
you get a
whatever,
you know,
man.
You guys
who like
hold
your
on.
Fathers.
You know what's a lot of fun is you get a bunch of tennis balls and you get like four or five people and you
home
play
run
home
derby.
Run derby. Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm on board with. Yeah. That I'm on board with. Yeah. I'm
love,
in there.
We should get
a home run
dingers.
Derby.
I love smacking big dongs.
Yeah. Let's get a home run derby going.
Yeah. Are there fields at Von King?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's one. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just kick all the little black kids off there on a nice Saturday.
There's
well,
never
they're not
any
playing
little
baseball.
Black kids. They're not playing baseball.
They're not playing baseball. They're playing that stupid game where you have to hit a racquetball with your hand against a wall.
Kick the little Dominican kids out.
No. Mm. Well, I'm going to put them to work.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm going to start them training. Spring training, boys. You guys got this baseball thing in your blood. You got to appreciate it.
Yeah.
What you have.
So anyway, if you have a venue with like 300
gotta
seats
go
in Baltimore.
To most, gotta go to Homo's.
All right.
Gotta
go I think that's it.
Most.
I got to go.
Okay.